Listen, listen carefully, my children, and you shall hear the story of what happened to last night's flat beer. Listen to the story, my dears, and you shall hear all the... Hey, don't sneak down out there. Bring it up there. You don't want to cause any insecurity among the yuckheads out there. So just bring it up there carefully and casually. There, see. We'll pretend like we're a radio station for a couple of minutes. Euchre them in, and the next thing you know, pow, the trap is sprung, and it's no turning back. Listen carefully. Turn your ears up. Tune deep inside of that dark inner consciousness that is the ineffable you, and you will hear the sound of softly falling monster dandruff drifting from outer space. It's the crud of the world. It's knee-deep. It's up to my blooming knickers. How far will I go for the Gallimaufry? Insane Gallimaufry. Man, could take just so much. Hey, George. Yes. I have only one suggestion to you ladies. One suggestion to you ladies. Just one. Why not put a tiger in your... it's that number. Ein zwei. Why not put a tiger in your boudoir, ladies? Ba, 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 ba. Oh, I'm gonna drink muddy water. I'm gonna sit on a bank of this muddy old rotten Kremer River with my feet hanging in the water. And I'm gonna sing my old song. I'm gonna drink muddy water, baby. I'm gonna sleep in the kitchen with my feet in the hall. I want to lay here on my cold stone dead pallet. Gonna wonder what happened to all them old past and gone flames of mine. Oh, baby, I got my troubles, the troubles in mine. Trouble in mine. I'm blue, but I won't always be blue, always, baby. 'Cause the sun's gonna shine in my back door someday. Trouble in mind, I'm blue, but I won't be blue always, 'cause the sun, oh, that old rotten sun's gonna shine in my back door someday. I'm gonna drink muddy water. Come sit here. Watch them old clouds go by, and you're gonna be sorry one day, baby, when I was gone and cut out and split. Then I'm gonna be swinging high, wide, and handsome. I got myself a straw hat, a cane, big, big, fat new Buick, and I'm riding all the way to the end of the line without you, baby. Ba 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 boo 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 ba. Gonna drink muddy water. I just can't go turn around. I don't know what I'm gonna do tonight. I just don't know. Ba 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 boo ba. That old man's just gotta find his own way. He's gotta find his own way. Just gotta stack and struggle on. Just picking and scratching and drinking muddy water all the way down to the end of that great big long old rotten crummy brick road. Ba 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 boo ba boo ba. And this old tune is dedicated to Martha Dean and all them swinging chicks everywhere. Ba 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 da ba ba boo ba boo boo. Oh, trouble, trouble in mind. I'm blue, but I won't always be blue, always. Ba 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 ba. 'Cause the sun's gonna shine in my back door someday. Ba 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 ba. All right, hold it there, gang. Oh, it's cold out there. And can't you tell that when that cold, icy breath comes down from the frozen north, the tiger in Shepherd begins to lick its chops? Can you tell that? Can you tell those old fangs come out and they're ivory and sharp? They're snapping and they're carnivore all the way. Ah, that cold weather. Oh, I love it. Yeah, I'm from Chicago. That wind blows cold down State Street, whistles along Randolph, picks up steam around Michigan Boulevard, makes the big turn into West Monroe Street, and then just goes from there and all the way on out to Evanston and just don't stop until it hits the Arctic Circle. Oh, trouble in mind. I'm blue, But I won't be blue always, trouble in my hand, 'cause the sun's gonna shine in my back door, baby, someday. Someday. Oh, it's Friday night, and it's cold. Yes, and we're ready. All right, George, you know, speaking of cold weather, it's a sad thing to see how many New Yorkers fear cold. Oh, they hate it. They really do. They lurk in doorways and they look and say, "Ooh, what a rotten day. Oh, what a rotten day. Oh, what a rotten day." And actually, it's just cold, brisk biting. And that icy breath, those cold, agate eyes of that frozen north, looking you right there in the navel, right in the belly button. Ah, bring me on something else here. Come on, ein, zwei, under. All right, let's go, gang. After you've gone and left me crying, after you've gone, there's no denying, you'll feel blue, bah, 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 bah. You'll feel sad. Oh, baby, you're just go dragging around. You'll miss the greatest man that you done ever had. There'll come a time, and don't you forget it, baby. There'll come a time, and you're gonna regret it. Oh, you're just gonna walk around a-whipping and yelling. 'Cause someday, when you are lonely, your heart will break like mine, and you'll want me only. Me, baby, me, me, me. After you've gone, blah, 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 blah. After you've gone, away, blah, blah. Come on, bring it up, man. Let's go. All together now. Let's go, gang. Oh. After you've gone, blah, 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 and left me crying. After you've gone, blah, 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 there's no denying. You'll feel blue, blah, 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 blah. You'll feel sad. You're going to drag around, baby. You'll miss the greatest man that you ever had. Oh, blah, blah, blah. There comes a time, blah, blah, blah. And don't forget it. There'll come a time, bah, 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 when you'll regret it. Oh, you're just gonna weep and yell someday when you are lonely. Your heart will break like mine. You'll want me, ba 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 ba. After you've gone, after you've gone, I'm splitting out running for that horizon, baby. I am gone, leaving a cloud of dust behind me, and you are gonna walk around. You're gonna just be kicking your nose. You know what, baby? It's gonna be too late. After you've gone, ba ba ba, and let me cry. Oh, ba 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 ba. You're gonna miss, you're gonna miss the greatest man, baby, that you've done ever had. Ba ba ba. You know you forget it. You're just gonna regret it. Ba ba ba. I'm gonna ride all by myself in my big Jaguar. I ain't gonna stop. Well, if you're sad, well, it's just gonna be too late, baby. You close that door and it is it. All right, gang. I'll take my coat off and we will go to work. We have warmed up now. Now, if you get that rotten, crummy music up there, this is not going to be for women and children, so get away from the radio there. Women and children, we got a lot of stuff to do here. Now, you think you know about cold weather? All right. I want you to listen to this. Bring me some rotten, crummy, low-down, blown-it-out-the-left-nostril music. I want you to listen carefully. Gather around. You are going to hear the tragic story. The tragic, eye-weeping, eyeball-scrunching story of the frozen maid. The frozen little old girl who did not listen. And she froze to death. Listen carefully. Charlotte lived on a mountaintop in a bleak and lonely spot. There were no other dwellings there except for father's cot. And yet on many a wintry night, young swains were gathered there. Her father kept a social board, and she was very fair. On a cold New Year's Eve, as the sun went down, far looked her wishful eye. And from the frosty window pane, as a merry sleigh dashed by, at a village 15 miles away, was to be a ball that night. And though the air was piercing cold, her heart was warm and bright. How brightly gleamed her laughing eye as a well-known voice she heard, and dashing up to the cottage door, her lover's sleigh appeared. "Oh, daughter dear," her mother cried, "this blanket round you fold, tonight is a dreadful one. You'll get your death of cold." Oh, nay," Charlotte cried, as she laughed like a gypsy queen. "To ride in blankets muffled up, I never would be seen. My silken cloak is quite enough. You know 'tis lined throughout, and there's my silken scarf to twine my head and neck about." Her bonnet and her gloves were on. She leaped into the sleigh, and swiftly they sped down the mountainside and o'er the hills away. With muffled beat, so silently, 5 miles at length were passed, when Charles, with a few and shivering words, the silence broke at last. "Oh, such a dreadful night I'd ever saw. The reins I scarce can hold." Charlotte faintly then replied, "I am exceedingly cold." He cracked his whip. He urged his steed much faster than before, and thus 5 other weary miles in silence were passed o'er. Said Charles, "How fast the shivering ice is gathering on my brow." And Charlotte then more faintly cried, "I'm growing warmer now." Thus on they rode through frosty air and the glittering cold starlight, until at last the village lamps and the ballroom came in sight. They reached the door, and Charles sprang out. He reached his hand to her. "Why set you there like a monument that has no power to stir?" He called her once. He called her twice. She answered not a word. He asked her for her hands again, but still she never stirred. He took her hand in his. 'Twas cold and hard as any stone. He tore the mantle from her face. The cold stars o'er it shone. Then quickly to the lighted hall her lifeless form he bore. Charlotte's eyes had closed for aye. Her voice was heard no more. And there he sat down by her side, while bitter tears did flow, and cried, "My own, my charming bride, 'tis you may never know." He twined his arms around her neck. He kissed her marble brow. His thoughts flew back to where she said, I'm growing warmer now." Trouble in mind, oh, trouble in mind, I'm blue. But I won't always be blue, always. 'Cause the sun someday, that old, big, old, fat sun someday is gonna shine in my back door someday. Ba 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 ba. You just put that to heart, wherever you might be. All you New Jersey diner Martys taking all those chicks all up and down that turnpike with the heater gone bad. Just be careful tonight. I don't want none of you to kiss no marble brows. I don't want none of you to tear no capes off no cold, still, beautiful ivory faces whose voices will be stilled ere more. Oh, I'm gonna drink my water. Gonna sit with my feet in this rotten, crummy, dirty water. Gonna sleep in the kitchen with my feet in the hall, baby. Yeah, I ain't gonna listen to you no more at all, baby. No trouble in mind. I'm just gonna go dragging around here till there ain't no more dragging be done. That's enough of that. Oh, boy, that was a scary one, wasn't it? Oh, that reminds me. This is WOR, AM and FM. Speaking of cold spots in the face of the globe, this is New York. Oh, what a stone-cold heart is the heart of New York. Oh, I cannot tell you. I cannot tell you what a flinty heart beats in this fair city. It's terrible. Speaking of flinty hearts, will you please hit the sponsor button, please?
Miller High Life, the bright, clear taste in beer. Miller High Life, the champagne of bottled beer.
There's only one champagne of bottled beer. Sparkling, flavorful, distinctive. Miller High Life.
Let's go, King.
Brewed only in Milwaukee from a century-old recipe, Miller High Life has a rich heritage and tradition.
Yes.
A bright, clear taste, unequaled, unquestioned, unchanging.
It's Miller.
Available on tap, in cans, and in the familiar crystal clear bottle.
Friday night.
Miller High Life is always sparkling, flavorful,
let's go.
Distinctive.
All right, let's go.
Enjoy Miller High Life.
Let's get with it. Talk. Open them up. Let's go.
Miller High Life. The champagne of bottled beer.
Yes, Miller High Life, the champagne of bottled beer.
Hey, that reminds me. Will you please play me some rotten music again? That Miller spot just reminded me of something. Listen carefully. This is an answer to all you little old ladies that get mad whenever I play these beer commercials on here. Old Shep happens to like a glass of beer now and again. Great big fat old Stein. Hold it up to that neon light. Look through the bottom of it. I come from out there in the Midwest. Yes, sir, where they're serious about beer. That's Milwaukee, where beer just comes right out of the faucets. Just flows out of there, and it's only women and children and Sunday school parsons that are hung on water. Ba-ba-ba-ba. The horse and the mule lived 30 years, and nothing new of wine and beers. The goat and sheep at 20 die, and never taste of scotch and rye. The cow drinks water by the ton, and at 18 is mostly done. The dog at 15 cashes in without the aid of rum and gin. The cat in milk and water soaks, and then in 12 short years, it croaks. And then the hen, modest, sober, bone dry, lays eggs for nogs, and then dies at 10. All animals are strictly dry. They live sinless lives and swiftly die. But sinful, ginful, rum-soaked men survive for 80 years and 10. And some of them, a very few, stay pickled till they're 92. All right. Just thought you ought to be interested. There's a lot of beauty. Speaking of decadence, tomorrow night we'll have a full 2 hours at the Limelight. We come on exactly at 10:05. They're giving the Knicks a night out, a night off, as if they haven't had a night off for the last 19 years. I haven't seen them with an on night yet for a long time, but the Knicks have been giving them an official night off tomorrow night, which will be welcomed by one and all. And at 10:05, we are going to start laying it out from the Limelight. Right down there in the heart of steaming, fetid, passion-soaked Greenwich Village. I wonder where they got the idea that this place is loaded with Jerseyites. There hasn't been a Jerseyite in that place for 4 weeks. Have you seen that note in one of the magazines about it? Oh, boy. But nevertheless, if you are planning to make the Limelight scene, make it early tomorrow night. We go on at 10:05, and the show starts about 9:30. All the good stuff happens before we go on the air and after. And that's the way with life, in fact. This is the Limelight, and if you would like to find out about reservations, I don't know whether they're blocked up or not, give them a call down there tonight, and that'll really fuck them. Call them up. Just go ahead, call them up. Go ahead. Cause a little excitement down there on a Friday night. But, oh boy, wait till Kelsey's. No, I'm not telling you'll get a reservation. I'm not telling you that. Just, you know, Happy New Year, good luck. I'm glad to hear you're still down there in business. I'm happy you're paying your bills. The beer is cold. You know, that kind of thing. I'm just glad to hear that. Just you can have it there. So just bring me just a little bit there, and we'll all set go, gang. After you've gone, papa, 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 and left me crying. After you've gone, ho, 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 there's no denying.
You'll feel blue. Oh, baby, you'll feel blue. You'll feel sad. You'll just feel oh so awful rotten. You're gonna miss the greatest man, baby, you done ever had. There'll come a time, and don't you forget it. There'll come a time, baby, when you regret it. Ba-ba-ba. Someday, someday when you are sad and lonely, your heart will break and, oh, baby, you'll want me only. And it's gonna be too late, I just gonna be gone after you've gone. After you've gone away, I suggest you better think it over before you cut out the split. You just better think again and think again after you've gone. And left me crying, ba-ba, after you've gone. But there's no denying, you'll feel blue, ba-ba, you'll feel sad. You're gonna miss the greatest man that you ever had, ba-ba-ba. There'll come a time, now don't forget it. There'll come a time when you regret it, ba-ba-ba. Someday when you are lonely, oh, your heart is gonna break. They're gonna break like mine, and you'll want me only after you've gone. That's always the way. After you've gone away, ba ba do ba 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 do ba ba da do ba ba boo ba ba. After you've gone, ba 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 ba. Oh boy, am I gonna string? After you've gone, baby, it's gonna start happening. After you've gone, them doors are gonna open, them lights are gonna turn on. I'm gonna put on my funny hat. I'm gonna start blowing my kazoo. I'm gonna play my banjo. I'm gonna ride and ride and ride, yell and holler, eat hot dogs, drink root beer, fall down the stairs, play pool, and do it all. Oh, you're gonna forget it after you're gone. All right there, gang. Oh, that's funny. You know, speaking of cold weather, and this bids fair to be pretty near the coldest night of the year here in New York. And one of the greatest cold weather pieces of rotten poetry that I know of, and it's kind of a yearly tradition with us that we do this. Every time you start yelling about how cold it is, every time you start complaining, I whip this baby out there and let you know what it can be like. So you get the rotten, crummy music in there, if you will, old man. And no, wait, that's it. Just sneak it in there behind me. Go ahead. Da, 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 da. Oh, boy, that's starting it out there right. All sitting there, gang. Yes, sirree. It's, I took a contract to bury the body of blasphemous Bill Mackay. Whenever, wherever, or whatsoever the manner of death he die. Whether he die in the light of day or under the peak-faced moon, in cabin or dance hall, camp or dive, mucklucks or patent shoon, on velvet tundra or virgin peak, by glacier, drift or draw, in muskeg hollow or canyon gloom, by avalanche, fang or claw, by battle, murder or sudden death, by pestilence, hooch or lead, I swore on the book I would follow and look till I found my tombless dead. Bill, you know, was a dainty kind of cuss, and his mind was mighty sot on a dinky patch with flowers and grass in a civilized boneyard lot. And where he died or how he died, it didn't matter a damn, so long as he had a grave with frills and a tombstone epigram. So I promised him, and he paid the price in good Chichaco coin, which the same I blowed in that very night down in the Tenderloin. Then I painted a 3-foot slab of pine. Here lies poor Bill Mackay. And I hung it up in my cabin wall, and I waited for Bill to die. Years passed away, and at last one day came a squaw with a strange story of a long deserted line of traps way back at the Bighorn Range, of a little hut by the Great Divide, and a white man, stiff and still, lying there by his lonesome self. And I figured, well, must be Bill. So I thought of the contract I'd made with him, and I took down from the shelf the swell black box with the silver plate he'd picked out himself. And I packed it full of grub and hooch, and I slung it on the sleigh, Then I harnessed up my team of dogs and I was off at the dawn of day. Do you know what it's like in the Yukon wild when it is 69 below? When the ice worms wriggle their purple heads through the crust of the pale blue snow? When the pine trees crack like little guns in the silence of the wood and the icicles hang down like tusks under the parka hood? When the stovepipe smoke breaks sudden off and the sky is weirdly lit and the careless feel of a bit of steel burns like a red-hot spit? When the mercury is a frozen ball and the frost fiend stalks to kill? Well, it was just like that day when I set out to look for Bill. Oh, the awful hush. It seemed to crush me down on every hand as I blundered blind with a trail to find through that blank and bitter land, half dazed, half crazed in the winter wild with its grim, heartbreaking woes and the ruthless strife for a grip on life that only the sourdough knows. North by the compass. North I pressed. River and peak and plain passed like a dream. I slept to lose, and I waked to dream again. River and plain and mighty peak, and who could stand unawed? As the summits blazed, he could stand undazed at the foot of the throne of God. North, aye, north, through a land accursed, shunned by the scouring brutes. And all I heard was my own harsh word and the whine of the Malamutes. Till at last I came to a cabin, squat built on the side of a hill. And I burst in the door, and there on the floor, frozen to death, lay Bill. Ice, white ice, like a winding sheet, sheathing each smoke-grimed wall. Ice on the stovepipe, ice on the bed, ice gleaming over all. Sparkling ice on the dead man's chest. Sparkling ice, glittering ice in his hair. Ice in his fingers. Ice in his heart. Ice in his glassy stare. Hard as a log, trussed like a frog with his arms and legs outspread. I gazed at the coffin I brought for him. And I gazed at the gruesome dead. And at last I spoke. Bill liked his joke, but still, gol darn his eyes, a man that ought to consider his mates and the way he goes and dies. Have you ever stood in an Arctic hut in the shadow of the pole with a little coffin 6x3 and a grief you just can't control? Have you ever sat by a frozen corpse that looks at you with a grin? And that seems to say, you may try all day, but you'll never jam me in. Well, I'm not a man of the quitting kind, but I never felt so blue as I sat there, gazing at that stiff and studying what I'd do. Then I rose. I kicked off the husky dogs that were nosing round about, and I lit a roaring fire in the stove. And I started to thaw Bill out. Well, I thawed, and I thawed for 13 days, but it didn't seem no good. His arms and legs stuck out like pegs, as if they was made of wood. Till at last I said, ain't no use. He's froze too hard to thaw. He's obstinate, and he won't lay straight. So I guess I got to saw. So I sawed off poor Bill's arms and legs, and I laid him snug and straight in the little coffin he'd picked himself with that dinky little silver plate. And I came nigh near to shedding the tears. I nailed him safely down. Then I stowed him away in my Yukon sleigh, and I started back to town. So I buried him, as the contract was, in a narrow grave and deep. And there he's waiting the great cleanup when the judgment slice heads sweep. And I smoke my pipe and I meditate in the light of the midnight sun. And sometimes I wonder if they was. The awful things I done. As I sit and the parson talks, expounding of the law, I often think of poor old Bill. I often think of poor old Bill and how hard he was to saw. Trouble in mind, just so much trouble in my mind. I'm blue, but I won't always be blue. Always, cause the sun's gonna shine someday in my back door. Someday, oh, trouble, dragging trouble, rotten trouble in my mind. Sit around here wondering just about poor old Bill. Some days I just think about how hard he was to saw when I hear that parson expounding the law. Oh, trouble in mind. Makes a man wonder. You like that one? You thought that's pretty good, huh? Well, I'll tell you another one. Now, you think that's something? Well, you just hang around there, son. You ain't heard nothing about winter yet. You think it's bad down there? Standing around a T-neck waiting for the bus, let me tell you. These are the days when men were men. Men! Hear that? Tiger in every gas tank. Men! Just hang around there. I'll find you another one here. Have you gazed on naked grandeur where there's nothing else to gaze on? Set pieces and drop curtain scenes galore, big mountains heave to heaven, and blinding sunsets blazing, black canyons where the rapids rip and roar? Have you swept the vision valley with the green stream streaking through it, searched the vastness for something you have lost? Have you strung your soul to silence? Then for God's sakes, go and do it. Hear the challenge. Learn the lesson. Pay the cost. Have you wandered in the wilderness, the sage brush desolation, the bunch grass levels where the cattle graze? Have you whistled bits of ragtime at the end of all creation and learned to know the desert's little ways? Have you camped upon the foothills? Have you galloped over the ranges? Have you roamed the arid sunlands through and through? Have you chummed up with the mesa? Do you know its moods and changes? Then listen to the wild. It is calling you. Have you known the great white silence? Not a snow-gemmed twig a-quiver? Eternal truths that shame our soothing lies. Have you broken trail on snowshoes? Mushed your huskies up the river, dared the unknown, led the way, clutched the prize? We're just beginning. Just beginning. Just beginning. You know, there are strange things done in the midnight sun by the men who moil for gold. The Arctic trails have their secret tales that would make your blood run cold. The northern lights have seen strange sights, but the queerest they ever did see was that night on the marge of Lake Lebarge. I cremated Sam McGee. Now, Sam McGee was from Tennessee, where the cotton blooms and blows. Why he left his home in the South to roam round a pole, God only knows. He was always cold, but the land of gold seemed to hold him like a spell, though he'd often say in his homely way that he'd sooner live in hell. On a Christmas day, we were mushing our way over the Dawson Trail. Talk of your cold. Talk of your cold. Through the parka's fold, it stabbed like a driven nail. If our eyes we'd close, then the lashes froze till sometimes we couldn't see. It wasn't much fun, but the only one to whimper was Sam McGee. And that very night, as we lay packed tight in our robes beneath the snow, and the dogs were fed and the stars overhead were dancing heel and toe, he turned to me and, "Cap," says he, "I'll cash in this trip, I guess. And if I do, I'm asking that you won't refuse my last request. Only seems so low that I couldn't say no. And then he says with a sort of moan, "It's a cursed cold. It's got right hold till I'm chilled clean through to the bone. Yet, 'tain't being dead. It's my awful dread of the icy grave that pains. So I want you to swear that fair or foul, you'll cremate my last remains." Well, a pal's last need is a thing to heed, so I swore I would not fail. And we started in at the break of dawn. But God, he looked ghastly pale. He crouched on the sleigh and he raved all day of his home in Tennessee. And before nightfall, a corpse was all that was left of Sam McGee. There wasn't a breath in that land of death. And I hurried, horror-driven, with a corpse half-hid that I couldn't get rid because of a promise given. It was lashed to the sleigh, and it seemed to say, "You may tax your brawn brains, but you promised true, and it's up to you to cremate those last remains." Now, a promise made is a debt unpaid, and the trail has its own stern code. In the days to come, though, my lips were dumb. In my heart, how I cursed that load. In the long, long night by the lone firelight, while the huskies round in a ring howled out their woes to the homeless snows, God, how I loathed that thing. And every day that quiet clay seemed to heavy and heavier grow. And on I went. Though the dogs were spent and the grub was getting low, the trail was bad, and I felt half mad, but I swore I would not give in. And I'd often sing to the hateful thing, and it hearkened with a grin. Till I came to the marge of Lake Lebarge, and a derelict there lay, was jammed in the ice, but I saw in a trice it was called the Alice May. I looked at it, and I thought a bit, and I looked at my frozen chum. Then, "Here," said I, with a sudden cry, "here is my crematorium." Some planks I tore from the cabin floor, and I lit the boiler fire. Some coals I found that was lying around, and I heaped the fuel higher. The flames just soared, and the furnace roared. Such a blaze you seldom see. And I burrowed a hole in the glowing coal, and I stuffed in Sam McGee. Then I made a hike, for I didn't like to hear him sizzle so. And the heavens scowled and the huskies howled and the wind began to blow. Ooh, it was icy cold. But the hot sweat rolled down my cheeks and I don't know why. And the greasy smoke and an icy cloak went streaking down the sky. I do not know how long in the snow I wrestled with grisly fear. But the stars came out and they danced about ere again I ventured near. I was sick with dread. But I bravely said, "I'll just take a peek inside. I guess he's cooked. It's time I looked." And then the door I opened wide, and there sat Sam, looking cool and calm in the heart of the furnace roar, and he wore a smile you could see a mile, and he said, "Please close that door. It's fine in here, and I greatly fear you let in the cold and storm. Since I left Plumtree down in Tennessee, it's the first time I've been warm." Yes, there are strange things done in the midnight sun by the men who moil for gold. The Arctic trails have their secret tales that would make your blood run cold. The northern lights have seen queer sights, but the queerest they ever did see was that night on the marge of Lake Lebarge. I cremated Sam McGee. Ba-ba-ba-ba-da. Oh, the sun's gonna shine one day in my door. Trouble of mine, I tell you, trouble of mine. Ba-ba-ba-ba. Ba-ba-ba. Oh, you think you've been cold? You want to hear another one? One quickie, gang? Just a little quick note here. Hang on. I don't know whether we have time for this. But, oh, boy, this is about the coldest one you ever heard. The men of the frozen north. Hold on, gang. Let's see. You know, it's funny. You get so that you like cold weather, you know. Oh, yes. I know. Not you. You're not from that country. But I can tell you this. Going to school, when that cold wind is blowing down out of the north woods and it comes whistling down over Lake Michigan in that great big funnel, you can smell the Arctic, you know, out there on the plains of the Midwest. You don't get that here. You don't get that Arctic smell here. You can really smell it. And on cold January and February nights, walking along over those sand dunes, you can even smell the edge of the hemlocks and the firs and the spruces. One of the down and out, that's me. Stare at me well. Stare. Stare and shrink. You would not think that I was once a millionaire. Back in 98... we drove and drove and watched the groaning ice wrench free, crash hard with a hollow din. Men of the wilderness were me, freed from the taint of sin. The mighty river snatched us up and bore us swift along. The days were bright and the morning light was sweet with the jeweled song. We poled and lined up nameless streams, portage over hill and plain. We burnt our boat to save the nails and build our boat again. We guessed and groped. North, ever north, with many a twist and turn. We saw ablaze in the deathless days the splendid sunsets burn over soundless lakes where the grayling makes a rush at the clumsy fly. By bluffs so steep that the hard-hit sheep falls sheer from out of the sky. By lilied pools where the bull moose cools and wallows in huge content. By rocky lairs where the pig-eyed bears peered at our tiny tent. Through the black canyon's angry foam we hurled to dreamy bars, and round in a ring the dog-nosed peaks bayed to the mocking stars. Spring and summer and autumn went. Yet north, ever north, we pressed to the land of our golden dream. And then at last, to a tundra vast, dark, grim and lone we came. A little lone moose trail, and we knew it for our own. By Muskeg Hollow, it wandered endlessly. Sorry of heart, sorry of foot, weary men were we. The short-lived sun had a leaden glare, and the darkness came. And those ice worms began to move neath the cold, blue, bitter snow. The ice worms that were boring their way into our soul. And high overhead, the northern lights danced, skittered and danced and played again, like the serpent's tooth from out of the bowels of hell, the frozen north. So you think it's cold in Teaneck. So you think things are pretty tough in Trenton. So you think it's getting rough and rocky out there in Queens. Oh, there's a place where men are men. Where men are men, I suggest, ladies, you get yourself a tiger for your kitchen. And tomorrow night at 10:05, at the stroke of the witch's gong, out of the deep, leaden, ice-bound heart of Greenwich Village, where life is passionate and rich, where the Fleischmann's yeast cake of existence grows and bubbles and hisses and steams, there we will be. Be the first in your block to say, my ear is frozen. Be the first in your block to say, you ain't seen nothing yet, baby. Wait till Daddy really begins.